The question was asked, what is the correct way to tie one's shoes in the morning? And why did Chazal institute it like this? So, Chazal tell us that one should put on, let's say one is a righty. So one puts on one's right shoe, and then one's left shoe. And then one ties the left shoe after he puts it on, and then he ties the right shoe. And soon we'll discuss the significance of why do that. But first, we have to stop and think for a second, because on the surface, this can seem annoying. But you even tell me which shoe to put on first and which shoe to tie first. But if we think about it a little bit beyond that, we're going to notice a few things. Firstly, let's think about a person who was not Jewish. How many shoes does he put on at once in the morning? One at a time, right? And how many shoes does he tie at once in the morning?
One.
Okay. So, the truth is that the Torah, Chazal, didn't really tell us to do something that was unnatural. It's something we would have done anyways. A person has to cut his hair. Chazal tell us, the Torah gives us a mitzvah, don't cut your peyos. Don't shave to connect the hairline that goes from here down to the back of your ear, from the widow's peak down to the ear. Don't shave that off. Leave a little bit of hair there. It was a custom in the time of the pagans to do it as a form of idol worship, and the Torah says don't do it. So the Torah says not to do it. We leave peyos. You don't have to leave big forelocks. You just have to leave some hair that you could bend over your hair with your hand. The Torah tells us you want to shave, shave, but don't use a razor. Is it a big difference if I use a razor or I don't use a razor? The Torah, God did us a favor. God said, I'm going to give you opportunities in every step of the way that you could perform a mitzvah. You build a house. Now, ordinarily you'd think, I'll build a safe house. But sometimes you have a roof, and you say, I only go up to the roof every so often, so I won't put a banister around the roof. Comes the Torah and says, no, you have a mitzvah. You're not allowed to leave that roof without a banister. Don't leave a source of danger in your home. You see a socket that's coming out of the wall, and you figure, I'll get there eventually. What are the odds my kids will stick their fingers in the socket? Halacha says, you have a mitzvah, stop what you're doing, go fix that socket. It's a source of danger in your home. Now, if you really stop and think about it, even without the Torah, you'd tell yourself, what am I, nuts? I'm leaving an open socket in my house? You wouldn't give yourself these excuses. The Torah, on the one hand, told us what's the correct thing to do. But on the other hand, it's not only that the Torah told us what the correct thing to do is, but the Torah took situations where, theoretically, if we'd only think about it, we would do it ourselves. And Hashem gave us the opportunity of performing mitzvot. Hashem said, here, I'll make life easy for you. I'm not asking you to go up to the Himalayas, pick a wild grass that you could only find up in the Himalayas, bring it to me as a sacrifice. I'm not asking you to go hunt a bear and bring me the head of a bear or the bear's paw, and that's the way you perform a mitzvah. What does the Torah tell us? The Torah says, take the simple, mundane things you do every day. You build a house. Take a little piece of parchment, which is always easy to come by. It's just a piece of hide. Write on it, the mezuzah. Write on it. You have a mitzvah. Every time you walk into the house, you walk out of the house, you have a mezuzah on your door. Hashem took everything that we do, and Hashem gave us mitzvot that are easy to perform. So we're surrounded with mitzvot. Look at the opportunities we have. You know, you guys ever play Pac-Man? Okay, so you know the beginning of the game? Everywhere the packer goes, he's getting points. And then towards the end, there are a lot of boogeymen trying to catch him. And it's very hard to catch the last pieces. The Torah isn't that way. The Torah says everywhere you go, you could perform mitzvah. There's no minute where you can't perform mitzvah. It's like the Pac-Man in the beginning of the game. It's up to you to take advantage. So even when it comes to put on our shoes, Chazal instructed us and they told us, hey, you're better off doing it that way. Now, what is the concept behind it? So let's see the Gemara that tells us this. It's a Gemara. Chazal tell us that when we look at the body, let's think for a second. On the surface, it seems like the body is somewhat symmetrical. You have two hands, right? Five fingers on each side. You have two arms. Look at your chest. You have ribs split both ways. Two ears, two eyes, even your nose is split into two sides. And the mouth seems to be split two ways. Two eyebrows. everything seems to be on the surface split halfway. But we say that there's a concept of yamin and a concept of smol. Right and left are concepts. And there's a right side to the world and a left side to the world. Now you'll say, wait a second. It all depends on where you're looking at from, right? If you look from the North Pole or the South Pole, are you looking up or are you looking down? So these are concepts, these are also spiritual concepts. Just like when we wash our hands, we take a cup in our right hand and we take it in our right hand, pass it to the left hand, pour on the right hand first. What's the importance of that? So these are Kabbalistic concepts. These are concepts within the world. We say just like in the human body on the surface, it seems like there's correspondences between right and left. So too in the spiritual world, there are correspondences right and left. And right has certain things that it represents, and left has certain things that it represents. And when it comes to honoring things, what do we begin with? We usually begin with the right. On the other hand, when it comes to tying things, on which side do we tie tefillin? On the left. So Chazal said, the Torah indicated to us that there are aspects where the right hand has importance, or the right foot has importance. So we'll give the right foot that importance of putting the shoe on first. The tying, we find the left goes first. Now, if you guys understood what I said, that's very good, because I didn't understand too much what I said. Basically, these are concepts that are beyond me. Chazal told us that these concepts exist within the world. What they mean beyond just knowing that they exist is beyond me. There are a lot of things, and the right hand is chesed, and the right hand is the strength of good, and a lot of things. But what does that mean? I could say a lot of words. I could tell you the words it says, but I don't understand what it means. So we'll just leave it at that. There is an aspect where right was given certain importance from the Torah, and left was given. And Chazal told us what is the proper way to do things, even though we don't understand what we gain from it. But Chazal told us, so we're fortunate that even in the little things that we do, we could still be performing mitzvot.